Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In an interview on NBC today, Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden left open the possibility that he might block John Brennan's nomination as head of the CIA because of Brennan's role in the Obama administration's drone war. Senators are making it clear today that they're going to use the confirmation hearings this afternoon to ask about drones, which Brennan managed, and they have more fodder for questions. That white paper on administration policy on killing Americans suspected of being terrorists that was leaked earlier this week. And then this morning, lawmakers on the Senate and House Intelligence Committees were given a classified report on the legal rationale for such killings. Josh Gerstein is White House reporter for Politico. He'll start us off. And Josh, John Brennan, we're reminded, was at the CIA in the Bush administration. You have a list of five questions for him. And right at the top, how does he answer questions about Bush-era torture? How does he?
Well, Robin, you have to remember that this is actually the second time that he has been considered for this CIA director's position. He was considered for it back in 2008 at the conclusion of the Obama campaign. And at that time, his nomination or would-be nomination was basically derailed because of concerns that while he worked at the CIA, he was aware of the so-called enhanced interrogation program that many people regard as torture and didn't do enough in the view of some critics to stop it. I think what we're going to hear from him today, based on the written answers I've seen, is that he says he did say internally to people that he disagreed with some of the tactics, which we interpret to being at least the most extreme tactic of waterboarding that was used as part of that program. But, you know, there's still little evidence that he has publicly came out against the program or resigned in protest or any of the other options that he might have had. And
well, in fact, he publicly said other things. If he said that privately, he publicly said on Frontline that it was appropriate for the U.S. to take off the gloves within balance. That was in 2006. In 2007, in an interview with CBS, he said enhanced interrogation techniques have provided information that saved lives.
Right. So his position on this does seem to have evolved, especially over those years leading up to and through Obama's first campaign, where Brennan served as an advisor on these kinds of issues. You know, he continues to believe, I think, that some of the enhanced interrogation techniques were appropriate, but that others went too far. In particular, as I said, waterboarding. I don't know how many of the techniques they're going to get into at the hearing, confining people in boxes or threatening to put them in a box with an insect and things, these kinds of things. And he may be asked to, you know, break it down in a little more detail than he has publicly in the past.
Well, what about the drone strikes? We're hearing administration supporters saying things like better a drone strike that takes out an al-Qaeda suspect than an army that takes out a village to get him. And the Washington Post is writing that today is the day for the administration to start explaining the drone campaign. What is going on here? Is it your sense that maybe the Obama administration agrees and thinks that maybe this is the time to lay out to the American people that this is how we think things should be done going forward? You know, time to say this when they're not, you know, probably never going to have more political capital.
Right. Well, you know, there have been several spasms of deliberation over this within the Obama administration over the last 2 years, with some forces inside saying we need to talk more about this. We need to lay out more of not only the legal rationale, but how we run these programs, maybe move some of the drone operations from the CIA to the Pentagon, where they might be considered less classified. It's been a long-running debate inside the administration. And yes, there are clearly some that believe this all should be ventilated and that this is an appropriate time to do so if it wasn't done earlier. There are others who say, look, the tactical operations of these programs in countries like Saudi Arabia and even to some extent in Pakistan, but also places like Somalia, are affected by public disclosures, and it's harder for us to get countries to cooperate with us when we're talking about these programs in such detail.
Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico, on the confirmation hearings this afternoon for John Brennan, President Obama's nominee to be head of the CIA. But as we're hearing, lots of questions are going to be on the table for him. Josh Gerstein, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.